Welcome to Higher Expectations Beyond the Boardroom, the podcast where women lead the conversation on hiring, leadership, and creating inclusive workplaces.
We dive into real conversations about building impactful teams and creating workplace cultures that last.
So join us, Erin, Melanie, and myself, Kelly, as we challenge the status quo and elevate the way we think about hiring and leadership.
Hey everyone, Melanie here. On today's episode, we are continuing the conversation from our morale and reorganization episode with a special guest joining us this time. We are excited to welcome Agnes Tepper to our show. Agnes is the co-founder and principal of Elevated HR and Consulting. With an impressive 22 years in the HR field, Agnes has navigated just about every complex terrain, from mergers and acquisitions to employment relations, HR tech to total rewards. Her reputation for turning organizational challenges into streamlined, practical solutions speaks to her deep expertise and operational insight. Agnes holds a suite of designations that underline her commitment to excellence in human resources, including the CHRE, CHRL, and CHRP through the Human Resources Professionals Association, as well as her PLP and PCP certifications from the National Payroll Institute, where she also serves on the board of directors. Agnes's blend of strategic foresight and hands-on experience has helped countless organizations manage growth and transformation with confidence. We are thrilled to have her insights today, looking further into reorganization and morale in the workplace. Agnes, thank you for joining us today. And Carrie, let's dive right into our questions.
Absolutely. Agnes, you're a passionate advocate for small businesses and startups. From your experience, how does reorganization impact smaller teams compared to larger organizations?
Oh, that's a really great question. And thanks for having me on the podcast. You know, in small businesses and startups, a reorg can feel like a really big deal. That's because in these smaller teams, everyone is often juggling multiple roles and has a huge impact on how things run day to day. So when changes come along, it can really shake things up for everyone, leading to uncertainty or even anxiety. So that's why leadership plays such a crucial role here. In small companies, leaders aren't just names on a door. They're deeply involved in and have close relationships with their teams. How they handle the reorg can make a world of difference in how the team adjusts. So if they're open, supportive, and communicate the why behind the changes, it can really help ease the fears and get everyone moving forward together. This is where fractional HR experts can offer support. They can guide leaders through the best ways to manage change that's specific to small and medium-sized teams. They might help craft clear communication plans, set up one-on-one chats to talk through individual concerns, and give leaders the tools they need to handle both the emotional and practical sides of the transition. Now, in bigger companies, there's often a lot of structure and multiple layers of management that can help absorb the impact of change, but it can also create a disconnect between leadership and staff. Communication becomes a bigger challenge because you need more complex strategies to get the same message out to everyone. Consistency is key. Sometimes big organizations resort to sending out templated emails to inform employees of changes, which sometimes can feel very impersonal. Plus, procedures can slow things down and slow ideas down as well. So in smaller teams, communication is even more critical. It's important to involve everyone in the process, be transparent about what's changing and why, and show how it benefits both the company and the individuals. That way you can turn any nervousness into excitement about the new direction. And since small businesses might not have huge budgets for change management, they really need to be extra nimble, creative, and focused on making sure their efforts really count. In my experience, when leaders partner closely with HR, they can navigate the reorg much more smoothly. And this partnership really helps keep the team morale because people feel heard, valued, and part of the company's new journey. At the end of the day, strong leadership and practical HR guidance can really turn what might be a tough transition into a great opportunity for growth, and really bring the team even closer together.
Wow, some great points, Agnes, especially the important point that you make around leadership. I think that that's really important. And I love how you have really kind of expertly explained the differences between the two. And you have a real talent for simplifying complex HR issues, which I appreciate. I'm sure our listeners will too. What's your approach to tackling the most common morale challenges that arise during reorganization?
Thank you for the kind words. So when it comes to handling morale challenges during a reorg, I really focus on clear communication, empathy, and practical solutions. One of the biggest issues is the fear of the unknown. People start worrying about job security, changes in their responsibilities, and how all this will impact their personal and work lives. So I make open and honest communication a top priority. I encourage leadership to provide real-time updates and create forums where employees can openly ask questions and really share their concerns. Involving team members in the transition process is also super important. Forming cross-functional teams, engage them and let them participate in planning and implementation. Make them feel valued and gain a sense of ownership over this big change. This will turn apprehension into engagement. And also, don't forget to celebrate small wins during the transition. This will keep your team's spirits high and it will reinforce a positive outlook. Recognize your team, their achievements. This will improve morale, motivate everyone to stay focused on that new shared goal. And don't forget about being flexible. It's about being open to change, really listening, willing to try new things. Emotional intelligence plays a big role here. Paying attention to what employees are saying and even what they're not saying. And tune into the verbal and nonverbal cues as well. You can really address underlying concerns by listening to nonverbal cues that might otherwise go unnoticed and really impact the reorg negatively.
Yeah, some really great things to think about there as well. If we think a little bit about employee engagement, what strategies can leadership teams use to keep teams motivated and focused during a reorganization? Do you have any specific examples for us?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. Reorgs can definitely be challenging, but they also offer a unique opportunity to re-energize the team and refocus on what's truly important and how the business needs to move forward. So from my experience, there are a number of strategies leaders can use to keep everyone motivated and engaged. And I've said it before, transparent communication is absolutely critical. Keep your team in the loop. Tell them what's happening. Why is it happening? How will it affect them? This makes a huge difference. Regular updates help reduce uncertainty and also build trust. So whether it's through weekly meetings, emails, casual chats, fireside chats, making sure that everyone is informed goes a long way. The other area is during a reorg, roles and responsibilities might shift. So it's important to clearly outline what's expected from each team member, set up short-term achievable goals and expectations. This will help maintain focus and give everyone a sense of progress. Key here, it's short-term goals. Don't think about long-term goals. You're going through a major change. So this way, everyone is working towards that new future, you know, and contributing to the bigger picture. As I mentioned before, involve employees in the process. Ask for their feedback. Ask for their suggestions, and encourage them to be part of the solution. This really makes them feel valued and gives them a sense of ownership over the change. Another big important aspect is provide support and resources. Change can be very unsettling. And there's, you know, new team members, new systems, new processes, new skills, perhaps. So offer, you know, training for new systems or processes, offer professional development, reskilling, and just really be available to answer questions that your employees may have. It's key to understand when employees feel supported, they're more likely to embrace new challenge and support the reorg. And don't forget to recognize and celebrate. It really goes a long way. You know, celebrating small wins improves morale, keeps spirits high. It really could be as simple as giving a shout out during a meeting or sending a thank you note. These small gestures show appreciation and reinforce positive behaviors, and show empathy. Yes, it's a big change. We have to, you know, get everything done on time within budget, but acknowledging that this can be stressful for everyone can make a big difference. Let your team know that you understand and you are there to support them. Another strategy is encourage a culture of trying new things. This can lead to innovative solutions. It can, add value to new team members, to new organizations. Leaders set the tone, and they should really approach this challenge with a can-do attitude to inspire their teams. If you remain calm and focused and positive, your team will more likely mirror that mindset. This doesn't mean ignoring difficulties, but rather focusing on solutions and opportunities. Help your team understand how this reorg fits into the company's long-term goals. And when employees see the bigger picture and understand the why, they're more likely to be engaged, and really foster a team cohesion. Organize team building activities, social events to strengthen relationships. This is really important, especially during times of change.
Yeah, I've been working with small, medium, large size organizations, and all have gone through change, right? But there is something to be said about those companies and what you're saying, Agnes, about the transparency that just gives that employee a better feeling and not feeling unsettled, right? Like, am I going to lose my job? What does that mean? Like all of that sort of stuff. So the companies that I've worked with that have shown the transparency, I mean, it is like it's seamless, or you feel like it's seamless as the employee. So I love all that you shared there. It's fantastic. Now, as a senior HR professional, what's your perspective on the role of people strategy in maintaining company morale during these periods of change?
That's a really good question as well. You know, to set the stage, I think it's important to distinguish between an HR strategy and a people strategy. An HR strategy is all about managing employee logistics, so recruiting, evaluations, performance management, compensation, and so on. A people strategy, on the other hand, focuses on the relationship an organization has with its employees. So from my experience, having a solid people strategy is absolutely crucial for keeping the company morale high during times of change. So when organizations go through transitions, whether it's a reorg, a merger, or any significant shift, the focus often lands on the operational side of things. But really, the heart of any company is its people, and their morale can make or break the success of the change. So a people strategy isn't just a document that sits on a shelf. It's an active roadmap for how we support our employees throughout the transition. It's about being intentional with how we communicate, engage, and lead our teams during uncertain times. The role of people strategy in maintaining company morale isn't just important, it's fundamental. So it's the glue that holds everything together when things are in flux. And it's what ultimately drives success during transformations. So one key aspect is aligning the people strategy with the company's vision and values. To maintain a sense of purpose during change. Reaffirming those core principles provides stability. It reminds everyone why they're a part of the organization and where we're all headed together. This alignment helps keep everyone rowing in the same direction, even if the waters get a little bit choppy. So celebrating the company's history, milestones, or success stories can remind everyone of the journey we've been on together and the exciting path ahead. Another crucial element is fostering a culture of innovation and creativity. Encourage team members to bring new ideas to the table, not only to make them feel valued, but also to turn the period of change into a collaborative effort. It's about shifting the mindset from viewing change as a threat to seeing it as an opportunity for growth and improvement. This can really energize and improve morale significantly. And, you know, let's not forget about empathy and emotional intelligence. Showing genuine empathy and support during these times can't be overstated. Acknowledge that change can be unsettling, and being there to listen and address concerns helps build that trust. And trust is everything. Provide resources, whether it's training or for new systems or platforms, processes. Create open dialogue. It really ensures that every employee doesn't feel left in the dark. So it's ultimately through this well thought out people strategy it's at the center of the change process, because it puts people at the center of the change process. And it recognizes that employees are really the driving force behind the organization's success. So prioritize their well-being, engagement, it maintains morale. And it sets the stage for a smoother transition and a more resilient organization moving forward.
I love that term, people strategy. Like right off the bat, I love it. I think it's fantastic. And it really is important when we're talking about such things as morale and reorganization. So can you maybe I just share a specific story where your company, Elevated HR and Consulting, helped a company thrive through a challenging reorganization while maintaining or even boosting morale?
Absolutely. I would love to share a success story. A while ago, we worked with a mid-sized company that was in the middle of merging with another organization. As you can imagine, mergers and acquisitions can be pretty tough on employees from both sides. There's a lot of uncertainty about job security, changes in company culture, and shifts in roles and responsibilities. So when we stepped in, there was a real sense of anxiety amongst the staff. Rumors were swirling and morale was low. So our goal was to help the company navigate this complex transition while keeping the team engaged and motivated. So we started by conducting a comprehensive assessment to understand the concerns of employees from both companies. This involved confidential surveys and focus groups to get their honest feedback about their fears, expectations, and really their hopes for the future. So with this information, we developed a tailored people strategy that prioritized transparent communication and cultural integration. We worked closely with leadership to create a clear communication plan that included regular updates, process updates, and what to expect in the coming weeks and months, and how decisions were being made. We also organized joint town hall meetings where leaders from both companies could address questions directly. So this really opened a dialogue, and it helped dispel rumors and build, you know, that trust among leadership and employees. And we didn't forget to inject some fun into the process. Cultural integration was a big focus for us. So we facilitated team building activities and social events to strengthen relationships and really bring employees from both organizations together. These events were designed to highlight shared values and help create a unified company culture moving forward. You know, we also needed to address concerns about job security and role changes. So we provided career coaching and support and reskilling. Employees had the chance to express their career aspirations and discuss how they might fit into the new organizational structure. And this approach really helped ease the fears and allowed employees to see the merger as an opportunity to growth, to grow. We also implemented recognition programs to celebrate milestones and acknowledge the hard work that teams were putting in during the transition. This really improved morale and reinforced a positive atmosphere. The results were remarkable, actually. Not only did the company successfully complete the merger, but they also saw an increase in employee engagement and productivity. Turnover was minimal. Obviously, we've had some employees that selected to leave the company, which is natural. But that cohesive culture and motivated workforce really emerged stronger. So this was really incredibly rewarding to see how focusing on people could turn what could have been a turbulent merger into a, you know, seamless transition that benefit everyone involved. And really, this experience reinforced my belief that even during a significant change, like mergers and acquisitions, it's entirely possible to maintain and even improve morale with the right approach.
Agnes, thank you so much for sharing your insights and expertise with us today. Your practical advice on navigating reorganization and boosting morale has been invaluable. We're grateful to have had the chance to learn from your experience, and I know our listeners are walking away with some real strategies that they can put into action. And, you know, further to that, if they want to check you out, they can go to your website. It's elevatedhrco.com. That's elevatedhrco.com for more information on your company as well. Again, Agnes, thank you for joining us, and we hope you'll join us again soon.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure. And I hope your listeners will find something useful.
They will.
Thank you for joining us on Higher Expectations Beyond the Boardroom, a women-led podcast empowering workplaces everywhere, delivering your perfect workforce, your success, our strategy. Make sure to subscribe to our show, follow our socials, and share with your network to keep the conversation going. Together, we're shaping the future of work, one conversation at a time.